Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Michael Jacobs, Mr. Excitement, on the line with me, a good friend of mine who's throwing the event, and he's going to tell you all about it. Michael Jacobs, Mr. Excitement, say hello to the people.
What's up, people? And Nigeria, thank you so much for giving me the platform to speak. Urban Buzz Magazine.
That's it. Always, you know, we gotta stick together in this industry. I tell you. And I'm super excited about the Legends of Disco concert. Please tell the people about that and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely. A little over a year ago, I started a company called Excitement Worldwide Concerts and Events, Inc. We didn't really have the concert thing on the brain as of yet. We're doing a little bit of work with the WWE, professional wrestling,
okay,
and a lot of professional wrestlers on the indie circuits doing meet and greets at some of these Comic-Cons and some of these wrestling meet and greets where you book a wrestler and one of your favorite, either old school WWE wrestler or somebody current, and have, you know, the kids come through, get autographs, and, you know, they have opportunities with them. And I started going to some concerts over at Resort Casino. The young lady named Michelle Licata, who's been doing these disco shows for about 10, 11 years. And we just happened to keep going to her events, and I kind of got hooked. And, still working with Franchise Record Pool. I actually run FranchiseRecordPool.com. It was started by me and Funk Flex back in 1996. He's no longer involved with it, but now we're digital. And we created a television network, an online TV network called FRPLive.TV. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a TV show called The Instant Classic, like the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years. And I started interviewing people like Melba Moore and Tavares and, you know, people like Melissa Morgan and Jeff Redd, a lot of legendary, you know, recording artists.
Absolutely.
And when I started going, you know, I used to do a little bit of concert promotion back in 2005, which for me was unsuccessful. And I said, I'd never do it again. But meeting a lot of these artists, you know, I said, you know, maybe if things go right, you know, maybe we can put something together. So I kind of made up my mind after kind of like going to a bunch of Tavares concerts last year. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to give it a shot and see where we go with it. So back in February, we planned the Legends of Disco. And that's going to be coming up on Saturday, November 3rd at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts in the Bronx, New York. It's a 4-hour concert. Let me let you know who we got on the show. It's a real, you know, star-studded cast of artists that was really huge in the 70s and the 80s, like the 4-time Grammy nominee, R&B Hall of Famer, and Tony Award winner Miss Melba Moore, star headliner. Mm-hmm. The legendary Ladies of Sky. Do you remember the group Chic, where we had the original lead female singers, Miss Norma Jean Wright, Lucy Martin, and Alpha Anderson? They're going to come and do all their great Chic music. We have First Choice out of Philadelphia, PA. Mary J. Blige just sampled their old song, Dr. Love, recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's having some success. We have Mr. Carl Carlson, Bad Mama Jamma himself, Detroit, Michigan. Group called Double Exposure from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And our brother from Brooklyn, New York, Mr. James D. Train Williams.
I love D. Train Williams. Okay, so I love absolutely the whole lineup. And I'm excited, and it was important for me to kind of spread this word. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say I'm a little older. And so, you know, I grew up on this music. I've enjoyed this music. And I'm always excited when they come on a platform where I can go and know I'm not going to get mulled over or shot at. I can sit and enjoy the concert and groove and just have a nice time. You know, it's hard to go places and just have a nice time. And when you attend these kind of concerts and events, that's a guarantee. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I did 2 concerts at Lehman back in 2005. The reason why I kind of wanted to go back in the way, it was kind of like I had unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the borough of the Bronx doesn't get these type of concerts at all.
Right.
I mean, at all. Zilch. So, you know, Lehman is really known for a lot of Latin-based concerts. Like Sal Batello has his Forever Freestyle there once a year that does very well. He does his old school hip hop concerts there, but mostly his Latin based shows. And I said, I wanted to bring this, you know, at least the disco thing, because this thing is like really doing well in Manhattan. It's doing well in Brooklyn. It's doing well in Staten Island and definitely in, you know, Long Island and Queens. But none of these artists have literally performed, besides V-Train, none of them have really performed in the Bronx.
Right.
So I wanted to give the Bronx the platform to come out, see some true legends while they're still here. Because, you know, if you ever going to work with any type of legends at this point, as much as we're getting older, they're getting older. So you're going to work with them. The time is now.
Right.
It really is. And, you know, just give the Bronx some entertainment of some great classic artists.
And it's important because, you know, then when you hear they passed away, everybody want to throw up pictures on social media and, oh, rest in peace. And, oh, what was you doing when they was here? Where were you when we were saying they're going to be at this event? Come out and show your love and show your support, you know?
Absolutely. And I'm really, really big on authenticity. And no disrespect to the review groups out there. A lot of the review groups are out because a lot of these performers either they're physically unable to perform or, God forbid, you know, they passed away.
Right.
So when you have a chance to work with the actual people that recorded these great songs, there's nothing like it. So we're really looking forward to, once again, Saturday, November 3rd at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Showtimes is 7 p.m. The doors open at 6, but the box office will be open at 4 o'clock. For any last-minute ticket sales, you can get there early. If you know anything about the Bronx, you want to definitely get parking early. Don't try walking in there at 6:30 and looking for parking because you're going to be pissed off. So you definitely want to get there early. And anybody coming from Mass Transit, you know, the weekend New York train is, you know, ridiculous. So you want to take that 4 train, the IRT 4 train, the Bedford Park Boulevard West, get off, make that left turn, one block over here at Lehman, or you can take the IND letter D train to Bedford Park Boulevard, walk over 2.5 blocks. There's plenty of buses that go there from Yonkers, New Rochelle, Riverdale, or you can take Uber, however you want to get there. But this is a concert that you're going to be talking about for years, and it's our first one by Excitement Worldwide Concerts and Events, Legends of Disco.
We have to support Michael Jacob, Mr. Excitement, because it gets hectic when you're trying to do something for the arts, and then there's no reciprocity from it. And it hurts the community, it hurts the artist, and it hurts the promoter. And so when you hear that someone is doing something, we have to get off our phones. And I'm nervous about this whole digital society. You know, I still like going out. I still like calling. I promise you, I just got into texting. My friends was beating me over the head. What do you mean? You're the CEO. You got to text. I was like, you want me, call me. You know, you just pick up the phone and call me. And I learned that sometimes it's necessary to text. You know, I'm nervous that we're not going out, we're not socializing, we're becoming isolated, and that, I'm not going to go there, but that's a dangerous space. So when you hear that you can come out and get dressed up, you know, just get your girls, get your crew, come out grown and sexy, and come out. Remember the disco days? I mean, I'm just gassed at, oh my goodness, disco music, Donna Summers and all of that, and just shake your booty, dance, you know, especially when you like to dance.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have DJ Kevin Sugar Daddy Whitley. He's been around for a long time. He used to be on WBLS for a long time. He owns the Inkwell nightclub in Manhattan. So okay. He does a bunch of things still. He's still, you know, reveling out here DJing. So we hired him to come in and play about an hour and a half of, you know, your favorite disco classics. So like I said, the door's opening at 6, but you'll hear that music blaring from outside, inside, because we start DJing at 5:30. When I say showtime's at 7 on the dot, it's going to be at 7 on the dot.
That's literally. Right. That's right. And we have to start doing that. That's right. Because I get annoyed when I paid money for my tickets and we late and y'all done started late and I done parked in the parking lot and it's per hour. Y'all throwing me off.
No. No, absolutely. And as far as like with Lehman is concerned, we have one surprise. I can't really let it out the bag,
right,
but I can give you a slight hint. That's a young lady that's originally from the Bronx who had a major hit record in 1982.
Okay.
And she will be our surprise guest. If you guess, I'm not going to tell you right or wrong, but she's going to be in the building. So we have 8 acts. It's a 4-hour concert. It's going to be like crazy. So like, it's to the point where if you got to go to the bathroom, you better go before you get to your seat, because if you got to get up during the middle of that show, you're missing out.
Oh, man. That's all right.
We feel the prices are affordable. So you got the VIP ticket, which is the first 14 rows of the orchestra for $100. the rest of the orchestra that goes back to rows 24 is $75. The mezzanine is almost sold out. That's $55. And the balcony tickets are $35. But they have a sale on Groupon for $20.
Wow. Okay.
So if you want to sit in that balcony seat, which is a great seat, by the way, you can get it for $20 through Groupon.
I love it. And you know what? Honestly, $100 for a show of that caliber is nothing. I mean, you know, compared to some $500 tickets, $250 tickets, and you're still up in the balcony, you know, all I'm saying is if you want to have a good night, get your people, get your boo, knock out $100. Come on out, enjoy a great night. I mean, 4 hours of disco fun, R&B legends. I mean, you got to come out. You have to come out. Now, you mentioned something, and I was sitting here going, wow, right? That's true. And you was talking about the review, the people who do the review. Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting, because like you said, either the people are gone or not performing anymore. And they're being very successful with that. And you're right. Why not just see the original person who did the music?
Well, I think part of the problem is, and, you know, I can go there, and maybe I will before the conversation's over. But when
go there now. I got more questions.
Okay, so I'm gonna blow them up.
Go ahead. It's okay. This is UrbanBuzzMag.com. That's how this is okay. What's the tagline, bruh? Where key players speak.
Okay. So we got a group called the Delphonics Review, mm-hmm. right? Now, one of the members used to perform with the original Delphonics, but he never did any recordings with them. Mm-hmm. So now that he's on his own, he left the group, and I think, you know, he's been out of that group for a while. He formed a Delphonics Review group. But when you look at the flyers, it just says Delphonics. So, like, they're fooling the public to make them think that that's the Delphonics. No, y'all the review. And I'm surprised that the original Delphonics are not flipping on them.
Right.
You know, for that. But right. There's a lot of groups that do that and they fool the public. But if you're at a certain age and you've seen these people on TV before, yeah, they're a little older, but they're not going to look that much different from their album covers and things
exactly.
like their CD covers. So when you see a group that as cats is like 32 years old and these Delphonics recorded this music in the 60s and the 70s and they're not 68 or 70 years old, you know, it's not the real dude.
Right, right.
So but I get it. When you work with a review group, you know, you cutting costs. So it's not going to cost you money what it would cost to book the actual groups. But some promoters like to do that. I'm into authenticity. If I can't get the real cats to do it, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. And I feel you with that. Because then the only other reason how you know it's not the original person is if they're passed. Like, you're not going to do a Marvin Gaye review and we go in thinking Marvin Gaye going to be there.
Absolutely. That's true.
So tell us more about the company that you started and the launch of this project in particular and where you plan to go in the future.
Sure. Like I said, I think it took me a minute to kind of figure it out because, I was doing, you know, FRP TV. I was doing a show called The Instant Classic, and I may go back and do it again. But the one thing with me was, like, they had canceled a few of our shows because of, I think they didn't know how to promote my show because my show was, you know, catered to an older audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easier to cater to people in their 20s and their 30s, but when you're talking 40s, 50s, 60s, that's another realm that, you know, some people don't know how to go. So that's why when you watch television right now, if you watch like BET, one time you'll see a Patti LaBelle or somebody of that magnitude is like if they're getting an award.
Right.
But there's no show set up for older acts like Melba Moore or whoever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem. So I said, okay, I want to at least be able to work with these artists in some capacity, whether it's bringing them on TV, they have brand new recording to get it out and promote it, maybe to put their new music into the record pool. So that thousands of DJs can be exposed to their new material because, you know, commercial radio, they don't play, you know, your songs if you're at a certain age. So everybody who's indie right now that used to be major,
right.
You will never hear their music on commercial radio because, you know, commercial radio gets paid by the major stations to play the major material. So it's tough. So I just wanted to just do something to give back. And then, like I said, I started going to these concerts and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, you know what? I think I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think I will do this. That's what I'm doing.
Amen, amen. That's good
stuff. That's what I'm doing. So we're playing. We actually got some shows lined up for next year already, like next October. We're not sure if we're going to bring it back to Lehman, or maybe a few places in Manhattan that we're looking at. But we definitely have Tavares booked for next year.
Mm-hmm.
We have like people like Franz Jolie
mm-hmm.
Booked for next year. Corey Dave, you remember her? She used to be the lead voice of Dr. Brothers, the original Savannah band. She had that big hit, Shay LaFon.
Yeah, I love that song. Uh-huh.
So we got our sign for next year. So we're working, you know, we have some plans, some upcoming shows, but we really want to get through November 3rd and hopefully the people come out and, you know, show some love. And as long as the people want to see these shows, we'll continue to do them.
Yeah. I mean, now you mentioned on the disco side, and you mentioned Patti LaBelle. She's a legend and has her own status and clout. Mm-hmm. But then there's other people like Gladys Knight. Chaka Khan just released a single or album, and I heard nothing in New York about it, but I did hear something across the waters in Europe about it. And I'm saying to myself, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Can you tell me what just happens with the dynamic when someone drops a album,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, you know, you drop the album and like Melba Moore, she dropped the album and it's mm-hmm. just kind of like.
Yeah. It's always been like that though, Nigeria. I think, and just speaking to artists over the years, like the late, great Al Goodman from Ray Goodman and Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please share with me. I need to know mm-hmm. what's going on.
Yeah. See, it's like when you get to be, okay, look at it like this. When's the last time KRS-One put something out and you heard it on Hot 97? You haven't. So when you used to be major and you go indie, see, when you get to be around like 29, 30, 32, you get phased out for that 16-year-old person coming into the game. So they feel they can't market to people of that age because if you look at statistically, who's buying music today? The kids are buying the music. The 13, 14-year-old kids are buying the music. The 23-year-old kid is buying the music. But once you get 30, 40, most people don't buy music.
Who says that? I totally disagree with that. Because if I hear an artist and I think they're hot, I buy their music. That's just me. I mean,
me and you both do that. We definitely do that. But there's millions of people that don't because of the internet. So if you can go to YouTube and put some brand new song and not pay for it, the artist doesn't make any money. The record company doesn't make any money. That's part of the problem. But so it's a worldwide situation. We had to buy a record. If we couldn't get a free record, we had to pay for it.
Right.
Or we couldn't get a free CD, we had to pay for it. But now with the way MP3s are and just streaming in general, most people don't buy music. And this is why these artists are not doing well, you know, stuff. So, even back in the 70s, from what Ray Goodman and Brown was telling me a while ago, they usually get phased out. Even think about it, the Jacksons got phased out. When Michael went solo, that was it for the Jacksons. They came out with a few things, but they phased you out. You know, it happened to every major group, the Silvers, you know, even Glass Knight and the Pips, you know why. They kept on reinventing themselves, and then Glass eventually went solo.
Right.
So it happened. You know, it's just they phase you out.
So you are an important factor in this industry, because we need to be able to go somewhere. If we're not going to buy the music, doesn't necessarily mean we don't want to hear the music, correct? What do you think about that?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think really the way to go is to be independent, because, you know, you own the rights to your own music. Like, just say, like, for instance, 9999, we grew up together, put a new album out right now, and it's doing pretty well. You don't hear about it on the commercial side. But if 100,000 people buy his album, he just made $100,000.
Right, right.
You're not splitting that with a record label or something. So that's the good thing about being indie.
But then we have to have those outlets. Like, for example, you mentioned your record pool. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we get... Okay, so an artist puts out something. So how we get it out there?
You know, the only thing you have to do is, like, not even just franchise, but any record pool. But most of the times, they charge independent record companies to put their music in. Like, even with franchise, it's like we're not going to break anybody's pockets. Like, they would charge you $4.99 to upload a track.
Okay.
And once they upload the track, it's on the site for as long as we're here. But we also have, like, close to 40,000, 50,000 DJs worldwide. So if they all jump on the song and they like it, then it's like, okay, well, now when you go for record deals, it's like, okay, you can see how the song did in franchise or maybe one of the other record pools around the world. But I think also at the end of the day, we have like other price packages because we also have a television network. So our online television network combined with the franchise record pool, we have like 1.6 million views every month on our site. So that traffic is just DJs or major record labels like Atlantic or Def Jam or Universal or Sony. They're on our site constantly, you know, so they're looking for new talent sometimes. So, but then you got the DJs that don't go in the independent room. So if you have a hot indie song and you say you're from Detroit, Michigan, and you're big in Detroit, but nobody knows you anywhere else, it's because most of these guys and, you know, young ladies are not putting their music in professional record pools. So if you can't expose your music to DJs, once again, if people don't know your music is out.
So how do people get on Franchise?
Yeah, franchiserecordpool.com. You sign up as a record label. That's all you really got to do. Once you sign up, it's free to sign up, but then they have different package deals. The lowest package deal, I think, is $4.99. Then you have like a one-time upload for like $7. But we also ask, nowadays, when you're putting a song out, you don't want to just have the song. You want to have an instrumental. You want to have an acapella, an intro, outro. Anything that a professional DJ needs, because I think a lot of times you can hear a song and you may love the heck out the vocals, but you're not feeling that beat. Mm-hmm. Now a DJ can be creative, take that acapella, throw a different beat to it. Now it takes on another life of its own. So it's just having DJs use their creativity to possibly change up that song. And sometimes the remix will do better than the actual version.
True.
But you still get feedback on that stuff.
Mm, you just dropped jewels. That's why we are with Keep Player Speak, because we know what to say and how to say it. Man, listen, tell us again about November 3rd.
My pleasure. Saturday, November 3rd at the Lehman Center for Performing Arts. You can get your tickets at the box office. You can call the box office at 718-960-8833. Once again, 718-960-8833, or purchase your tickets online at lehmancenter.org.
And how do they get in touch with you? You on your social media. Tell people about your social media and let them, you know.
You know, it's funny. I just started messing with Instagram, so they gotta pardon me with this, but I believe it's at Excitement Worldwide Concerts and Events, Inc. And my Facebook page is under my name. It's under Michael, Mr. Excitement, Jacob. So you can find me on there. Also, the Franchise Record Pool phone number is area code 347-449-5129. They can catch me anytime. Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to like, I think 7 p.m. I think we're there too.
So
we also have, you know, emails and stuff like that. But
right. We
are one of the real record pools that still provide phone support.
Good. All right. Well, I'm excited about the project. I'm excited about what you're doing. And thank you for keeping real good music alive. Oh, man.
My pleasure.
What will
My
we
pleasure.
Do about you, man? We need you. We need you. And I need you to support him. I need everybody to come out. I need people to get a ticket. And listen, stay in touch with us. We're on UrbanBuzzMag.com. Share this link. And let everybody know what's going on. Oh, Mr. Excitement, thank you so much, man. I gotta. It's so much going on right now. I gotta have you back. You know where we just
Anytime.
Kick it.
I'm available. Anytime, babe. Anytime.
All right.
We go back like car seats.
True story. You know, because you threw some darts out there, but I'm gonna stay focused on the Legends of Disco concert for November 3rd. But, you know, as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, you know, I'm sure you'll be back.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right, babe.
Later.